Cool. All right, let me put this back here. All right. Hey, hair seekers. See, those who are watching the recording will miss all the therapy we just had. And that was good therapy. Well, good. Hey, so everybody got an email probably this week saying their subscription to Platinum Club has been canceled, and I wanted to address that, and I'm going to address it just on this so I can keep my thoughts together here. Let me just show this slide here. And this is changes coming on. And why the changes? A few weeks ago, I got hit with a $24,500 tax bill. I got a call from my accountant, a lovely phone call to get, and it's a bummer. And the quarterly payments that, you know, I pay every year, and she tells me to pay weren't enough. And so what it means was 2017 was a stellar year. And actually 75% as good as a good gig year. So it was amazing to do that 1 year after retiring from that. And it happened because I made a commitment and followed through. And I lived 2017 in what a great coach Dan Sullivan calls, and my personal business coach always keeps me in line on this, on unique ability. And I'll talk about that in a second. But to live in unique ability actually requires scheduled updating of it just to make sure you're still there. So unique ability requires three check marks to always be true. You're good at it, you enjoy it, and it gives you more energy than it takes away. So, you know, what is it in our life that, you know, that we're good at, that we enjoy? Because, I mean, we're all good at stuff, and we may not enjoy it. It may not give us more energy than it takes away. And I just constantly in 2017 squeezed for that. You know, it was some of the life first stuff I did with Mike Michalowicz when I talked about marking out the day like that. I just always came back. I wanted to be able to answer all three of these. Yes. Granted, this is a radical first world scenario, but you know, why not? Hey, that's where we're living, is in this first world. So, you know, that's what I'm living in this. And it's got me teed up for a 2018 that is better than a lot of gig years with new clients I'm starting to get to serve. So my unique ability is live, anything live, interactive, engaged. That's the spot I have to stay in. It has to have a true impact on the people I'm doing. I mean, it's true with the men's work I do, the boys to men weekends I do, the coaching, the consulting with clients. It's like, that is the number one thing. It has to be live and have impact on the recipient. And the truth is, the Platinum Podcast, they don't have all three check marks. You know, they certainly don't leave me with more energy than it takes. And I don't even know how much joy I'm getting out of them right now, because it doesn't have that live element. It doesn't have that interactive, engaged. And I don't know that it has true impact. So yeah, I don't know that connect. And we're all at different places. And I'm doing way more writing and coaching with you guys than I ever had planned. I mean, some of you joined with coaching, and that I do anyway, but I just need to interact and know that it's affecting you guys. So that's where all three of these are checked. So my coach nailed me. This was at the beginning of April. He heard it in my voice when we talked about what I was actually doing. We go through my week and look at what I'm doing. And he said, every time you mentioned doing the podcast, he goes, it just takes a dive. And so he asked me, was I delivering my best to the group? And, you know I am for sure in the unlimited coaching stuff, anything that's sent in, like I pour my heart into those, or I just say, let's get on the phone and talk about these. You know, let's get you what you need. In the whiteboards, absolutely. I mean, I put my time in writing request, in writing written requests for people to say, hey, can you help me form this script? Can you help me, you know, do this ad, whatever. It's like, I don't even care. Like anything like that where I know it's having impact. It's like, yes, 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 those are. And in the Platinum Podcast, I could not say yes. I just said, I don't know that it's affecting people, and I don't know that I'm connecting with that. So it's really hard to connect and know that I'm serving in that. So moving forward, April has two more podcasts. They're in the can. One will come out today. The other, I'm just going to put some final touches on, and I'll get it out tomorrow or May 2nd. So that'll check in with four. I plan on this club running for a full year, and that's through July, and it will. And you can come back on for May, June, and July. Just let Betsy know if you want to. My thing was to stop any subscription payments before they clicked again for May, because, you know, I'm changing the original agreement. So I want you guys just to decide if you want to do it. Come back in for that. We'll still have unlimited coaching consulting through the forum. We'll still have live whiteboard sessions once a month. And what I'm adding in is an hour of private coaching. That's 2 30-minute calls, and we can do those. So those will be added to the portal here. You know, I got to get you guys more of actually what helps you, what I know is helping you, not me guessing or me you're just going by a common denominator that I tend to see. So Betsy canceled all the payments. If you're on the annual plan, she transferred you over already. Don't worry about that. That's stopped. If you're monthly, just decide and let her know what you want to do. If you want to stay in, if you don't, not a problem. You'll always have access to the stuff you've, of course, paid for. The portal will remain the same. The only difference is there will be a link to my coaching calendar where you can grab a couple 30-minute spots a month. And my gosh, you know, let's dig into those. Those are the best time. And unique ability isn't always easy, but it always feels so damn good. You know, it just feels so good to peel away the onions of what's not working and just say, that's what I need to do to be able to have that third check mark there, that I get more energy from it than I get back. Because shit, man, you know, I'm all getting older. I turned 56. So I gotta live in that unique ability place. I have no choice but to do that. So, all right. So, any questions or comments on that, or we can just head into what we're going to do today.
I have a comment. I guess I feel like the podcasts were good, but the extra coaching you've given me and the extra time is way more beneficial. So I feel like you're kind of right on track, and a couple of 30-minute sessions with you are worth, you know, 10 podcasts to me. So
awesome, man.
I think that that feels right to me. Like, I have no problem with this at all.
Awesome, Nick. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I went through this thing where I was listening. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, that's what I love. I love doing that. And I just thought, well, I should do one of those and I should make it just for this club. But I mean, the truth is, I don't know where people are at. And, you know, this is a small, intimate group, and I would way rather just jump in and pick up where you guys are at. Ditto that. Oh, from Henrik. Excellent, man. Thanks. Okay. Over there to read those. Okay.
Yeah, it was a new thing that you did, and you want to see what you want to keep the best parts and get rid of what doesn't work for you and for I think this is great.
I hate it, man. I mean, there was decades of my life where I was fine being a poser. I mean, working with Dan. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm just joking. I'm but only say that because, you know, some of us are in partner acts. We know that. But you know, I was fine doing that, and making it, you know, trying it on to see if it fit and acting as if and seeing. But I mean, boy, whenever I just didn't know if it was impacting people, I have to feel a huge drain. So anyway, I'm happy about that. And I'll, we'll get the logistics of that in place. And just let Betsy know if you want to have your subscription start back up. You know, I'm probably just going to go 3 more months. May, June, and July. And then that'll be a year. And then we can kind of assess if we want to keep going. But yeah, I want to make sure that only what you need is all that's going into your head. All right. Then I asked for a number of whiteboard sessions. I checked again even this morning, and there was just the one from Mick that we wanted to go through. But I know for sure this will help everyone because it's the wonderful world of leads. Hey, Mark, good to see you. It's the wonderful world of leads, you know? It's leads, glorious leads. So I wrangled my brain together. I dug deep into, you know, everything I've done, Nick. I've looked at kind of what we've done for you already in some of these. And, you know, I'm really glad you always have great, great challenges, you know, to bring up. You've brought so many good ones to the whiteboard session. So I always feel like they do apply to everybody else. So good. So I'm going to talk today about 10 different ways that, well, let me do this. Let's start with this for the lead bucket, and we're going to use a couple different colors. We're going to use paid and free. Let's call it organic. And I know we talked a lot about some of these over the time we've been working together on this, Mick. And I know you've done some, and I know there's some logistical challenges. Is anything developed, and can you just kind of summarize what's going on with that awesome video you made that I knew was going to kick some ass for you guys and get you some business? Is anything changing in that, or
not has changed that much? See, for the other guys, I have a partner that works at a theater that does a lot of corporate outreach stuff, and we made this really cool teamwork video to sell with the Danger Committee, thinking that'd be a double whammy. We could do a show, and then the next day do a talk on teamwork, or open the conf, or maybe do the a show, and then close with the teamwork thing. So we could talk about how we work together and how we use trust and how we get along and all that stuff. And we put this video, it turned out really great. Well, the owner of the theater that Caleb works with saw this as competition. And so he asked that we didn't have that video out on Facebook. And I was ready to put it everywhere. And I was going to run a whole campaign on just this teamwork thing to get it out to corporate places. And so it's kind of on hold. And he's still talking to his boss. And I think eventually he'll come around and let us use it. But it was just a big kick in the crotch. I had to, you know, just yep. I had all this stuff pointed in that direction, and then it just, I had to put the brakes on it. So,
yeah, it was brutal. I mean, it was just brutal for me to watch, because, you know, we had put in a lot of time going back and forth editing that thing, getting it, squeezing out the fat and putting in more good red meat. And I think it was like actually mouthwateringly good at the end. And I was looking forward to a campaign on that directed, you know, at target team leaders.
And it's on our, you know, it's going on our website, and it's still on our YouTube page, and it's on our LinkedIn page, but it's, you know, it's not being promoted or used or, you know, in the way. And I can send that link to anybody personally. It's more of Caleb is also the face of the Brave New Workshop, and he's also, you know, part of the Danger Committee. So, but when I first asked about it, they said it was going to be okay. And then they saw it, and then they thought, wow, this is competition. And it really isn't, but that's kind of how they see it. But the theater is going through some restructuring. So there's all kinds of things going on with that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that. I was just going to try and take a peek at that. Was that this featured video on your page? Is that the one?
No, that's it. Wouldn't be on our, it would only be on our YouTube page. The Danger
Committee. Gotcha. Not on this one. Yeah.
That, because Facebook is where he saw it first and had such a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah. It's so insane. Okay, let me get off that. Go down that rabbit hole.
And then we learned another thing just recently with our marketing is a couple clients have said, well, we don't want to hire you because you're too dangerous. And we didn't understand what that meant because we've been doing this for 10 years. But our new promotional video has shots from all these news places where we did tricks with the newscaster. We were on Twin Cities Live, a live TV show here. And we threw knives in front of one of their anchors. And she was far behind the board, but I think it's giving the impression that we just pull people out of the audience and throw knives around them. So now we have to reconsider our how we market ourselves.
Yeah. It's realistic, man. I remember on a whiteboard, I was going through old notes. You know, we came up with a perceived danger that, you know, to some extent you're unknown and there's three people and people look at that as a cost. And, you know, everything we can do, like all arrows need to be pointed at alleviating those three objections. Yeah. Beyond that, I just want to move and pretend we don't have this problem with the Brave New Workshop, you know, to whatever extent we can. And we'll do all of this as if we don't. Good. Let me get back up here. These 10 areas I want to cover on this. Okay. Okay. So let me just list a few things here that I want you to start really thinking about. Hey, Facebook just, oh, go ahead. Would someone have a question?
I was just saying, hey, Mike, I put it in the chat, but could you send us a link to that video since you've not been talking about it? We'd love to see it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, this is so over here on this paid side, Nick. I mean, this is where we're going to be able to target people. Facebook just started letting a client I'm doing some ad work with, all of a sudden job titles are back. Those got pulled off a few months ago because of privacy issues, I guess. But
yeah.
Boy, we all of a sudden were able to target ads directly to people by job title the other day. So, you know, this is something we need to start really thinking about for you. HR, VPs, CEOs. You know, just even starting to look at these three job titles. Yeah, just those. And then also, hello, he's in the house. Google Ads.
Sorry about that. Yeah. It's bringing up the...
Oh, that was your video?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like someone me. That literally sounded like someone urinated and then was happy about it.
Yes, it
it really did. That's what it sounded like.
So human resources, vice president, CEOs, team building. So those are all.
Yeah. So these are Google Ads. You know, if you were going to aim for traffic on Google Ads, that's what these are. Facebook and LinkedIn, you can target people with these job titles. Yeah, so, you know, this is the paid side. You can always do it. It's effective. You guys don't have your, you don't have metrics right now to know, but I mean, you're in the same boat I am. It's, you know, if you're selling a high priced item, you can do a lot of clicks and you just need to sell one to get many, many, many times your investment back. You know, it's not like selling a $20, gizmo where you have to know your metrics down to the penny. I think all of Showbiz Blueprint 2018, I did about $1,200 in Facebook ads. But you know, I attributed about 14 sales to that through that traffic. So that was a big turnaround. And the same thing for you guys. You know, if you decide there is some budget for this, I would split it about 50-50 just to start out, just to see where you start getting more replies to Google Ads. And targeting team building and speakers, I don't know. You know, and also people, well, you can't even do, yeah, it's funny, man. Google Ads has left my life for the most part, just because you can't really target specific people, just keyword searches. And what do you mean, like team building program? But you can do long tail keywords, which is great. I mean, if someone's actually typing in team building program or teamwork program, you know, that tells you they're looking for that, you know? Or team building program, put that there too. Yeah. So we can poke into Google keyword tool, and we can take a look at that to find some things. But really, let's move over here to the organic stuff. This is where I have kind of 10 ideas that I want to share with you. So. Talking about this direct. So direct engage with leads. Yeah, this means this is maybe I could have put this one later in the series, but I mean this means you have leads coming in and people you can directly engage with, less automation, more direct engage. Again, you're selling a high priced product. So it may be very worth the time for you just to personally engage with leads, ask a lot of questions, you know, just you to even get here. Actually, we're going to cover this one, but anytime you get a potential lead on the phone, the more questions you ask, Mick, I promise you, the more return. And it's not even one-to-one, it's exponential. You know, what have they used in the past? What seems to work for their teams? Are they working in duos and trios as sales teams? You know, the more you can get them to really expose, pull back the curtain on what they're doing, you're going to have a way better idea on how to make a proposal to them. But use everything from this question to lead to a proposal that is irresistible. You know, they can't look away from it. And if that involves some level of your show along with, you know, the speech that you guys do on Teamwork, you know, you're not Teamwork light. You know, I think we talked about this, right? I mean, I was Teamwork light. Passing Zones, Teamwork light. You know, we have these kind of Teamwork light shows and they're out there all over the place and they're fine for some people, but I mean, you guys have an actual thing you should be doing. And this comes up in number two. What I want to share number two, but to whatever extent possible, you've got to look for direct engagement as often as possible with anyone who can be a lead. All right. Let me get rid of that one. All right, the second one I want to talk to you about is Blue Sucks. Okay, the second one I want to talk about is okay, this is aggressive. This is a really aggressive one. And this will be interesting to research. I don't have any research on how this works, but this comes to me when I kind of sit and think, wow, what could guys like you do who, you know, suffer with these three little dilemmas? You know, what could you do to really shake the boat and stand out? Twitter and LinkedIn, and I would look for companies that are currently in the news having situations that you know you could help through better teamwork. You know, to pick a gory example, even Southwest right now, you know, they're going to need their team to come together again after, you know, the first fatality in 40 years of operating as an airline. That's the kind of aggressive thing I'd even suggest you looking into. Southwest Airlines answers tweets usually within an hour. I mean, this is like a known thing. People aren't even calling their customer service anymore. They're just tagging hashtag, you know, the @ SWA. So, boy, I would love to just see you looking for, you know, 5 to 10 companies right now that are having public situations. Shit, man. I was going to say, get in touch with the White House. No, I don't know. You know, talking about a team that's falling apart. I mean, I don't know. It just, I would love to see some very aggressive work going on here as far as you just saying, yeah, you guys are in a team. You're having there's a big problem right now. Here's how we shake people out of their chairs. You know, we actually get people just out of the ordinary and go. Yes, tag them, find out what's going on. And then look at news, you know, just any news that's going on. What was the other thing I was talking about? Oh, industries. You know, just looking at industries in general. Industries and markets. And reach out. And what would it be to... unemotionally attack a few of these things that you know are having big problems and you could help? That'd be a lot of fun. All right. That's number two, Twitter and LinkedIn. Find people, climb into their world. Okay. And let's talk about, we got to talk about the big white elephant here. The inbound, outbound. You guys have done some outbound, I know, and you. But I say most of anything you guys are doing is inbound from past client, past referral, right now.
Yeah. Most of the stuff is inbound like that.
Yeah, man, it's time to almost forget that. You know, just let it just sit there. It works, but this everything. Everything has to be pointed at outbound right now and deploying it strategically. And this could look like, you know, content creation. I mean, one of the big things that I know we talked about up here, the unknown piece we talked about was really just you guys appearing everywhere, showing up in places. You know, and this can be, you know, videos, of course, would be number one for you guys because of who you are.
We just finished we rented a theater and we did a fire show there, which, because the theater let us do fire, but we also filmed a lot of non-fire events, and we hired a camera crew, and we did shooting the day before. And one of the conditions is I got all the raw footage for both shows. And then they also made little bumpers for us. And I've got a lot of material now to put on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, everywhere. So that's the part of my current plan, is to flood the arena. The only problem was it was a fire show in advance. And so people's concern was safety. You can't do a lot of fire in most shows, in most corporate shows, you can't. So
yeah,
but we filmed some stuff that wasn't, and it all looks really good.
Oh my gosh, Mick, that's so good. That's right. I forgot you guys were doing that fire show. It came out good.
Yeah, it came out great. And then I just got a great tagline from Joey, which is amazing. Danger Committee, your safe bet for entertainment.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's kind of clever, kind of funny, but it reinforces that we're safe.
That's fun. That's really fun.
That's okay. Would be great on an ad. Thank you, Joey.
That's really cool. Hey, so, I mean, what about these videos? If you guys got to do some of your speaking stuff and some of your stunt stuff in the same, I mean, what if you really aimed for 60-second videos and putting these fuckers out, like, I'm talking about weekly, like, so regularly that, you know, the people just know they're coming at the same time. But video 60-second, and you have, like, a teaser at the very top, you know, just a one-sentence teaser. Maybe it's you, maybe it's two of you guys, maybe it's all three of you doing something funny. Just a quick single sentence teaser, then some really fun bumper that 5-7 seconds just for branding to get you guys in. And maybe that great new saying comes on, you know, what is it? The
safe bet for entertainment.
That's funny. I wonder if I play with entertainment versus teamwork is that last word. The safest bet in teamwork might be kind of fun.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That's what we're hitting. Yeah.
But I mean, I love the play on words with danger and the safest, of course. And then the content, and this content can be really pointed only to what is in the title of the video. So a really clear title, a tease that just piques them and gives us something stimulating to look at, you know, make it about risk management or about cold calling or about, you know, diversity, whatever you guys want to talk about in your team, but get squeeze some gem out of the frosting bag for that first sentence tease, go into some really... Maybe it ends with a stunt or a knife throw or something, a branded bumper, and then content to just boom, 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 that really shows your guys are professional speakers. Boy, and get those things out, man. That's gonna maybe even knock out the whole in the unknown part. It may just get you to actually known. So, and it's good authority builder, such good authority builder. All right. And so that one I'm going to... Yeah, that one I'd love to see you, Dake. All right, so that's outbound. You know, inbound is inbound. You know, you guys handle calls when you get them. Did I hook you up with somebody last week? Did anyone come with that?
We're still waiting to hear back from them. Okay. So
what was that? I forget now.
It was Lee McDonald.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah.
And she, like, I offered to have a phone call with her, but she just keeps asking me email questions, and so I just answered them. And okay, we've actually got a tentative date set. She's just waiting to hear back from them. So, awesome. So actually, she's on my list of people to call this week. So,
okay, good, good. Excellent. Love it. She's a good person. All right. So outbound's a beast. You know, I just erased that. But what I wanted – let me just grab that real quick. You know, one of the things I want you guys to do is make sure my pictures are transferring quick here. Jesus. One second, guys. Sorry about that. Let me refresh this. I erased that too quickly. Yeah. Okay. I'll just grab off my little picture here. Yeah. So the other things, you know, for content creation, so videos, we talked about those. There's a lot of podcasts that are business podcasts. Mick, you guys would do really well to write up a one-sheet segment proposal for what, and get you guys all three on a podcast with different business podcasts talking about the importance of teamwork, your guys' unique angle at it. That kind of stuff lends organic SEO to you really well, and you never know who's listening to business podcasts. But I know for sure you guys could get on Entrepreneur on Fire. Just really talking about this angle of it. So, and then anywhere else that you guys can write where you find, you know, business journals. This is more just about the outbound stuff, but anywhere you guys can find business journals, business blogs, business vlogs, business live shows. You know, another thing that would be really good for you guys, and I don't know who does these, but I'm looking these up for another client right now, and I've just been in touch with one producer who does them, but are these 60-second docs by the New York Times. Have you seen those on Facebook yet?
Yeah.
You guys might be an excellent topic for one, really. I mean, they're more global issues, but the stuff you guys are doing, I mean, it's video, and video just loves the kind of stuff you're doing. So if there's a way to do it and capture some moments in there, just at least it's worth an hour of your time just to do the initial inquiries.
Hey, I just got for some reason, I just got this. Do you ever listen to Tim Ferriss?
Oh, I love Tim, sure.
I wonder if, like, how you go pro, because, like, he would be great. Like, Caleb's one of the best knife throwers on the planet. You know, we won national juggling championship, and he talks about people at the top of their field and cutting edge people doing their thing. I wonder, like, how you connect. You know, you send him an email or send him a somebody like that. Got so much. He's probably got 1,000 people a day trying to get a hold of them.
Definitely.
For the same purpose.
But just write something delicious, send him to a single landing page, and tag him on Twitter. I guarantee you that guy's reading every single thing that's tagged, or someone on his team is reading every single thing that's tagged, got him tagged on Twitter. He's not shy about that, and he's always in desperate need of content at all times.
Yeah.
He would love to
throw knives.
He would love to learn to throw knives.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that would be more fun. Is he a Midwestern guy? He seems like a Midwestern guy. Okay. All right. So those are what, 4 or 5 ideas for the outbound stuff, and I don't know which ones you want to jump onto or which ones everyone listening wants to jump onto, but those are all good. All right. Kind of rolled over into one of these other ones I wanted to do, which was develop and optimize informative content stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to consider that one the same that we've covered that. That's content creation. Okay. And then, you know, this is a big one for you guys, man. And I don't know that you've done it. I know I've talked to you about it, but LinkedIn groups. How many groups are you a member of right now?
You know, I got a member of 2 or 3 of them. One was like a event planners group, and another one. And so I've kind of got in there, but I haven't really known what to do with it.
Gotcha. So those aren't the groups that I want you to get into. You know, I want you to get into groups that are talking about the meeting industry and things that are happening right in. Oh, what's all this? Come on. Things that are happening right in Twin Cities. I mean, yeah, you guys can travel, but really, let's just focus on some things that are happening right here. Look at this, Twin Cities. So just hit this and then hit groups. Oh my gosh, that was Dan Rosen. Do you guys recognize that? Holy cow. Twin Cities groups. You think Twin Cities Women in Business would like to have you guys at a meeting?
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It makes perfect sense. So anyway, join, and I don't know if they'll let you in, but join this group. Join, make it a goal to join 10 groups, Mick, that are about Twin Cities and business right now. Just get in there and just start jumping on conversations. People are going to start talking about teams. And as you collect these videos that you're going to start making, you'll have ones just to link to and say, hey, we just talked about that in a video. Watch this and then share it with a, you know, with your group, and we're happy to talk to you about it. Small business, so, you know, look for ones that are in the business architecture form. But all these business ones are good. They don't have a ton of people in them. You know, a lot of them are really small. Not sure why. Network Twin Cities. Twin Cities Thursday happy hour.
Yeah, it's not like the Los Angeles group.
No, it's not, but that's all right. Yeah. Business to business networking group. This one probably be really good for you guys, actually. Business to business networkings are good. Well, anyway, jump into these, and I just want you to start. It's just another place for you guys to post your videos. And more than posting your stuff, watch the conversations and watch for places to inject the danger committee's take on teamwork and business into conversations that seem like they have nothing to do with business or nothing to do with teamwork, but they will. All right. LinkedIn groups. Oh, let me just get a photo of this one. 10 biz groups. And get into convos. And just always bring the teamwork. Bring the teamwork angle. You can always find it. And boy, this stuff will help you just finding two people that are talking about something that has nothing to do or a discussion that's going on, has a lot of activity, and just injecting, like, here's the teamwork angle. Here's what our team does. Here's how we stay alive. Okay, I'm gonna add that. All right. Yeah. All right. LinkedIn groups. And Mick, how do you go on Twitter? Are you on there as Danger Committee, or do you have just your own account you do?
Actually, we don't hardly ever use Twitter. We have a Danger Committee Twitter account. Caleb's like tweeted once or twice, but we kind of have not.
Okay.
Gone. I think it's something I might just have to bite the bullet and get into, because I actually have very little interest in what somebody says about what somebody else said about someone else, and they're all people I don't know or care about. So
yeah. You're normal in that respect. I'd
be off Facebook if it wasn't for the Danger Committee, I think. You know,
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If it wasn't for advertisement, I would have. Yeah. So. Just started posting on Instagram, which is getting huge.
Uh-oh, did I lose you?
Seems to be right now getting, you know, and we're set up for it because all our stuff is you know, visual.
So visual, yeah. But you cut out for a second, but you said you just started doing Instagram and it's getting huge response? Ah, shoot. Am I freezing or are you? Sorry. Am I freezing for you guys?
It's Mick.
Okay. Wave a chicken bone over it.
I'm back now.
Okay, Mick, there you are back. So I'm sorry, just one more time. I'll try and grab it. But Instagram's working well for you guys to connect.
Yeah, we're very visual, and I think we're set up for that. I want to make some pictures that have captions about teamwork and stuff to put on there. So.
That'd be great. Okay, yeah, especially if you can get those shared. I mean, your guys' thing is, we cross out the un of the unknown one, and your life gets a whole lot easier, you know. And really, just I want that to be. It's leads are great, and they take some work. The only thing I was going to say about Twitter is, doesn't matter if you have a big following, you'll start to gather one. You can get 100 people in a week, zero problem, and, you know, and just keep upping it from that. You don't have to go on there and read it, but it's an amazing place to just be able to tag people like Tim Ferriss, or you have an idea with someone. Just being able to put that little squiggle And then their name, people read them. It's, you know, people in business who are working in the social media world and the management world, they're reading when they are called out on Twitter. Companies are reading it. So it's a powerful way in. Who jumped in? Hey, AJ, man, good to see your name. Okay. Okay, you know, one of the other ones I wanted to talk about, but I think like one of the past ones, it morphed a bit here. You know, publish where buyers see you. And when I mean publish where buyers see you, I mean, you got to be in front of them. Again, everything for you is about getting rid of the un and unknown. So maybe if you guys even just picked out a couple of real points that you cover in your teamwork talk, I mean, you guys have a real teamwork talk. What would you say your strongest elements of that are?
I think how we talk about trust.
Trust, yeah.
Trust is a big one. And it's the biggest question when people see our shows, like, wow, how do you guys trust each other when, you know, you're trusting someone else to throw knives at your face? So we talk about that a lot.
Okay. So work out a
trust. Our take on it is very, very different than most people's, because we don't say trust. You don't earn trust. You give trust. Trust, you can't earn trust. Mm. I can watch him throw 500 knives at that board, but until I say I'm going to step in front of it, I'm giving my trust. He can't earn that, you know.
Can you relate that out to a business world? I mean, do you have some way of transitioning that into people who aren't throwing knives?
Well, it just depends on, you know, like, it's like same with hiring people, you know, it's the same with,
right. You give them the job.
People, you don't know that they're going to do their part.
Interesting.
So, we also do a danger committee trust fall.
Do you so really?
Three people up, and we talk about, you know, are you willing to catch this person? And they say yes. And we ask the person, are you willing to let them trust you? Do you trust them to catch you? And she says yes. And I'm like, okay, here's how we're going to do this. You're not going to fall, so they don't have to waste their time, energies, and resources on you because you couldn't do your job. And but they're there if you can't. But there's no reason to test that now.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. No, that's funny. So if you guys develop some sort of a trust framework, a trust formula, a TRUST thing, you could do a series of videos that I promise you in the business world could go pretty viral if you keep them snappy and on point. And figure out what TRUST all stand for. And figure out what those work for, and let's make this into a series of articles that's audio, video, and written. And let's get these things shared like just, you know, like wildfire here. Wow, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's publishing in front of where people can, you know, where your people will see you. I'd like to see what comes out of that trust formula. Those things will carry you far. And maybe trust isn't the word, although it sounds like it's the word for you guys.
Well, first one would be teamwork. The S would be support. The R would be either respect or recognizing their abilities. The first one that comes to me is understanding. Mm. But maybe that's understanding their abilities. R is respect. I don't know, just like right off the top of my head, it doesn't look like that would be too difficult.
So really what you need is just what it is and then a sentence after it and then some sort of content that you will build it around. But if you do it in your guys' way, the way you make videos and the way you can tie it into something that's visual.
It should work, Barry.
I hear you, man.
This should be working.
Yeah. No, there's you guys, there's really no reason. Okay. One of the things I wrote down, and I you know, this, it sounds like you guys are more in a wait and see thing, but is to share that teamwork video and deal with the fallout. But that's probably something you're not willing to do yet. So,
well, it's a matter of Caleb losing his job or not, but he's looking at getting out of there. So that may be a possibility sooner than later. We'll see.
Man, that would be fantastic.
We found a new place to do a holiday show. We've got, you know, that lab theater really worked out. And so we're looking at
carry the business right over to that place.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about doing. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Did anything work out with the payment of that, your holiday show yet?
Not yet. Still waiting.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah. You're the second member of this, Matt, and Catherine in Australia. They just kicked ass, owned the Fringe Festival, and they found out the company that owed them all the money. Not there.
Ugh.
So month Fringe Festival, you know, being the darlings of the festival and selling out their shows. And so, yeah, I just got an email from them. I'm so sad for them. So trying to figure that out too. So, you know, it may be a great story if Caleb does want to leave his job. It may be a fantastic story about trust and teamwork for the Danger Committee to actually go public and get some heat from.
Yeah.
You know, just like when it comes to putting your money where your mouth is about trust and teamwork and doing this stuff. So scary in real life, right? It's
yeah.
They go hand in hand. Okay. And then we never really did for you, which is what the, you know, building a mailing list from you guys from ads or to a squeeze page. We never really did that. I know we did one session where we kind of talked about a squeeze page with you.
Yeah.
Of what it would look like. Have you guys built what you consider to be a squeeze page that you could send paid traffic to? Do you have anything like that yet?
Not really, no. And I think, you know, we have a contact page. I'm not sure I understand the terminology of squeeze page, but okay. That was one of the things I wanted to get out of this is like how to build a list. And maybe, you know, obviously we've got, you know, 100,000 followers on Facebook or whatever it is. We got a lot. And so we can, you know, all those people have businesses or own businesses or work for businesses or, you know, most of them do. And so what I want to do is get a mailing list that we create through Mago, a link to a contact page on our website. And then one of the, something that one of the other guys answered for me earlier was how to use it, how to tag it as those come in. So I can use that as a separate email list of people that opted in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, that form that you put on that page would just have to add a tag automatically to them as opt-in. So you would know that.
So that's how that works. Okay. So that's not hard to do. And then we had that list because we also use that to promote our holiday show or anything else that we want to promote. So, because, you know, it's hard. Not everyone's getting Facebook anymore. Like meaning that it just because we post it doesn't mean our fans see it anymore.
No.
It used to be when we post something, most of them got that, and now they don't. So,
yeah.
So we can say, hey, listen, not everyone's getting our messages here. If you wanna, you know, get on our email list, we'll tell you when we're doing shows. We'll tell you when we're doing, you know, exciting things, and then we can send out the teamwork video to all those people, and you know, before we get the full permission.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's something you guys could just tag on to the end of your rehearsals, you know, where you have video camera going and you just do stuff to like thank new subscribers or new, you know, call them danger patrons or whatever, you know, people who actually take that jump or do something else for you. It'd be interesting to spend 5 minutes at the end, I don't know, dedicating a knife throw to them or,
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. That could be kind of fun. But I mean, let's talk about a page like that to move your, and you can always show things to people on Facebook. You just, thanks to the business model over there, you need to pay for it now.
Yeah.
But let me see something. Let me figure something out with you guys here. Yeah, so this is the page, right?
Yeah, that's our Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah, so you guys could be posting your videos here, get them shared. Don't ever just boost posts, you know, show them the actually people you want.
Right.
You know, and when you're ready to do that, just jump on with me. We'll record that and you can do that all day long. But yeah, being able to target people by job title, especially when you're doing like your TRUST videos or your content videos, you know, whenever you're going to put something out. You know, what it feels like, Mick, is it feels like it's time to do this in the corporate world. You guys may really want to shift positions from the entertainment world to having some message, because that's going to bring you traction and leads. You know, that's going to be into the budgets that can do this kind of thing. And yeah, you'll be highly entertaining. You can still do the show. And I don't even think it has to be a physical change that happens, but just as far as it happens in your business day to day. But I think as far as what you guys put out and show, that's going to be a bigger lead magnet for you than just being funny.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have this built-in, you guys have this extra something, you know, in a way it's probably even a unique ability. When I've heard you talk about the speaking stuff that you used to do, and you know, when you guys get to do that, it sounds to me like you end it with more energy than you start it.
Yeah.
And you're good at it and you enjoy it. So what do you want to do about that? What do you want to do about putting content in the four of you? You know, we've covered a lot of ideas here.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, everything we've talked about so far, you know, I've got to start on, you know, like two things that I've done recently, because our part was like getting content out there. That was one of the things we talked about. And so I actually bought a 4 terabyte hard drive. And then I got all the footage from all of our holiday shows that we've ever done. So I've got all the raw footage and I can clip it and cut it and, you know, put whatever headings I want on it. So then the other step then is to get footage of just us sitting and talking at the camera, like we did on that Facebook or on that teamwork video. Exactly. And then start kind of flooding. That's sort of my plan right now, is just flooding the internet with Danger Committee everything. You know, teamwork, trust, entertainment videos, you know, because we're still willing to take money for just being entertaining.
Oh, God.
But I think you're right, the budgets for the teamwork, you know.
I think
the budgets for teamwork are getting bigger.
Yeah, I think if you put out content and you're more looking like leaders, I think the entertainment gigs will come in by themselves, whereas vice versa is not the case. You put out entertainment, you're not going to be getting the teamwork stuff. So, you know, let's focus on that.
When you see the teamwork video, it gives us a legitimacy that, oh, these guys just aren't Renaissance jugglers, or these guys aren't just, you know, just let's face it, jugglers don't have a great rap, and neither do knife throwers for that matter. So when they see, I know, and when they see that, like, wow, these are articulate human beings that have ideas that go beyond, you know, jackass tricks.
Yep.
That's what we're trying to promote. So I think the entertainment doesn't necessarily help the business, but the business definitely promotes the entertainment as a higher level kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a more eloquent way of saying what I was thinking here. I want you to work on and get this put together for every email and all your LinkedIn. Just have this embedded. I don't care if you're writing to your mom or your, you know, a friend or a business colleague, but get a kick-ass signature line. This is something that the repetition of this, I mean, it's funny. There's certain people, I can tell you 10 people in my email that have this very impressive signature line. And for you guys, it may look something like, you know, your logo, the kind of horizontal logo you guys have. Let me see what the logo. Oh, you guys got that block one. Yeah. This is the current logo. I thought I've seen something else for you guys, but that's the one.
That's the current one. We, you know, we do this other one with a comedy tragedy with a knife on it, which I love, but boy, the alumni sure hated it. But
I remember that.
It goes over really big at Renaissance festivals and stuff because it looks like comedy theater. And at the Renaissance festival, it's a different point of view that we're coming from.
Very much. And on this one, I mean, the good thing about this one is, you know, you got your ties on. It looks good.
It's supposed to look corporate.
Right. So, I mean, with that square logo, you could easily have just something like, you know, the logo here. You know, the name, and it can just run alongside of this here, the tagline, and some kind of cool way wounding around this, even, you know, a testimonial quote. That's right. That was fun. Okay. Yeah, something like that. But look at that and get really used to having a signature in there, especially on your social media stuff. Your LinkedIn, any messages you write, anything you you answer to someone, you opt in. Just this would be a good thing to get used for people to get used to seeing. I mean, I always know there's about 10 people that I know have them. I know right where I can go to tag to see their stuff, to hit their phone number. You know, whatever I need.
Got it.
It's a small thing, but
is that something I can add to my Mago emails as well?
Definitely. Oh yeah.
I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I'll figure it out.
Oh yeah. No, there's a place there for having your signature. It's just part of your templates. Yeah.
Barry, could you give us an example from one of the 10 that you say have good taglines?
You bet.
What a good tagline looks like.
And the good thing is it'll take me only 1 second to pull one up. I think this guy's got a good one. That's one he sent from Bomb Bomb. Ted teaches in our, you know, our LinkedIn module. He's got just a nice thing like this with a little photo of him so you recognize him. Contact me. Ted, let me find another one here. I think this is a great one too.
We couldn't actually see that. It's only in the little thumbnail. Can you bring it to the big screen?
Oh, you can do that on your thing. Just in the upper right, hit speaker view. I should go full screen when I'm on, or you can pin my window if you want. But yeah, Carrie Ann does a nice one with her, Carrie Ann Cartmer Edwards does that with her. She's not doing the testimonial, but she's got her little tagline, her name, her website, and a signature that's. Benji Bruce always has a good one too. You know, he's a good bud here. Just got his little tag thing. He usually got a signature written in here. He's got his tag, the world needs to know who you are. Recent webinar. The social media stuff down here.
So when you say tagline, would that maybe be something like, you know, that's the headline in your promotional materials, or like for Mick, the one that Joey said, your safe bet for entertainment. Is that the kind of thing you're thinking of?
Exactly. Yep. I thought this guy had a good one, but he doesn't. I'm giving him more credit in my head than I. There's another good one here. No, that's not a good one. So, you know, make a good one up like that. Have a picture, a logo, just something that's consistent. Mick, you'll get something for that.
Yeah. I was told, I thought that like if you're sending out emails and corporate emails, if there's too many, if there's things like pictures on them and stuff, that it's less likely to go through. Is that true? With like little tags like that, you know, like our logo's a tiny little JPEG.
That little thing, if you're the rest of your email is good, it's not going to affect you. That's okay. That's nothing. Funny. This is the great kind of email you can get when. I think someone just joined our sugar-free program and hit the coaching, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, help! Cancel, please." Love that. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Anyway, that's an example. I think you can build a really nice one based off that. I was just trying to see. Oh, let me see. This guy probably has a really good one too. Boy, man, some people are just writing way too freaking long of emails nowadays.
What was your sugar-free one?
So here, in fact, let me show you just, if I just write one on my sugar-free, let's share my screen. If I'm going to compose an email, and I go, boom, let's see, there it is, 30 days sugar-free. Where's that email? Yeah, so you can see what this one comes up as. So it just sits at the bottom.
Yep, it's got the book and then author and the.
And I think I played with having a review here, but then I ended up just putting the title here. But yeah, website, social links. Could have icons there, but I just wanted to make them hyperlinks easier. Less of what you're talking about as far as the, the spam report. I already had one graphic. So yeah, that's. It's good to have just good repetitive things that keep coming around. All right, so there's a lot there, man. I don't know which of those you want to jump onto.
Sure. Well, all of them.
Okay. And you can get the team involved in a few of those?
Doubtful. We'll see. We're going to Scarborough for the weekend, so we're going to spend a lot of time talking about all this stuff. I've written down notes that I can take with and, going to do some reassessing of how we're going to run things. So, they're usually, it's funny because they're not helpful, but they're willing to back whatever I want to do for the most part.
Yeah, I always get that from you about your partners, which is.
Caleb has this thing and he, it's not encouraging and he thinks it is, but he goes, well, you can still do everything right and never book anything. And we have a team of people at the Braven Workshop trying to book things, and they're not successful, so you shouldn't feel bad if you are. And to me, it's like, if you're not booking something, you're not doing everything right.
Right. You know, like, yeah, that's right. He's doing something that even a basic algebra teacher would mark wrong right away.
Yeah. So, it is true because, I let him know what I'm doing. I'm like doing this, 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 and this. I'm like, that's great. I'm like, I just wish something happened. He goes, well, you could do everything right and still not have something, come in. You can. Well, I don't know what movie it was from, but you can, play the perfect game and still lose.
Yeah.
Is his thing. And I'm like, well, that doesn't help. That doesn't inspire me.
Yeah. So you take that for what it's worth and, be fortunate that they're, at least to whatever extent open to what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
So, I think a lot of the things we covered today, I'll post the recording and all the photos for you, but I think there's a lot there for you just to start just instituting and just saying, okay, let's focus on this outbound stuff. Let's let the inbound take care of itself. And, in addition, like even places like Scarborough, are you guys pushing, or it's very out of character, I imagine, anachronism, but yeah. can you get people to whip out their phones and join your page there?
Oh, our show is super, and we make fun of everything. Like there's nothing off limits. So yeah, we kind of, the whole Renaissance Festival, it's like, here we are at the Renaissance Festival where everybody's a nerd and you're all dressed in,
yeah,
I don't know. It is. Yeah. We kind of pull the head off of Mickey Mouse when we say hello at our show. So
nice. Well, I mean, if there's a way to do that and even just test the outbound as far as having some teamwork message, even as part of your, well, you probably do. Shit, it's got to be so built in. But even just adding a line, you should see when we do this for Fortune 100 companies. Yeah. Throw something like that in as a joke. Just start planting the seed.
Yeah.
One of those eggheads wearing tights and a funny hat works for a Fortune 100 company.
Yep.
Is this down in Dallas? Is that still where they have it?
It's in Waxahachie. It's about an hour outside of Dallas. Yeah.
Right, right, right. I got the only time I ever went there, I got chiggers in my pants. It was horrible.
Sounds horrible.
It was a very bad situation. But it was, yeah, it was from, and someone said that wasn't the first. So, yeah. All right. Stay in touch, would you, about what you're doing?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
And I tell you, Greg, I'm so happy to look through anything you've laid out. You know, as I've said, that's the kind of stuff that leaves me with more energy than I head into it with. So.
Great. I do have one quick question. Someone else suggested that I start blogging on our website and then posting those on Facebook. So when people click on the link, it takes them back to the website.
I mean, the great thing about that is, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's, you know, if you write a blog post about a business idea, you know, a great article, you know, a short video, or let's just call it a video or blog, either one, about a certain topic. You know, let's just use your trust thing here and we'll come back to that. And then you post this and just post the juicy, you know, just juicy enough for the click. Oh, that goes there. For the click. And then that goes there and then there. And then when they come here to the website or the blog, they get a Facebook pixel. I mean, this is the beginning of the word clickbait, right? I mean, that's what they did, so that they didn't even care. They would pay for traffic to get clicks, because then when someone has that Facebook pixel, then you can show them the next step. You can show them an ad that only goes to people who have that pixel. Only people that you know have seen this post, clicked on it, gone to the website, gotten the pixel, then you can show them what's next. And, you know, maybe this is a call to action to get a checklist, a teamwork checklist or something. You just know that people have some interest at this point. They've come further into your funnel. And then on this page where they get the call to action, they get the pixel again. And then you can tell Facebook, hey, shit, man, if you know somebody who's been to this page and been to this page, show them this page. You know, show them this ad. And then this ad, you know, this is a, you know, this is a what are you waiting for? You know they're in there.
Right.
Or what's holding you back? Or what's stopping you? But that, you know, that's really the reason to send people back to your website. You know, just the ego click is nothing. But if you got a Facebook pixel in there, and you can you can send those people something else, because you know they've been to your site. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. Do you have Facebook pixel on your site? Can I look?
Yeah, I have one on our, you know what, the only pixel we had for our site was for the holiday page when I did that holiday campaign.
Oh, but did you didn't litter it around the whole site?
I don't think so, no.
Was that your site done on Wix or Squares? What was it?
It's on Wix.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when you added it, it goes on the whole site. No, not here. Oh, so you just had it on the holiday page.
Yeah, it was the landing page there. I don't even know how to get it on the site, but.
Well, there's certainly a way in Wix. There's certainly a panel where it asks you for your Facebook pixel number.
Okay, I'll dig around.
Yeah, look at that, man. Get that
on my list of things to do.
That's a two-minuter, which is nice. Yeah, because that should show up everywhere on your site, no matter what page you're on, because once they have it, you can tell Facebook what to do with the data.
Yeah.
And boy, you know, that's something I know we've got. Boy, I just booked a great speaker. I think she's coming on May. I forget, like the second or third week in May on Showbiz Blueprint, and she'll do the live. She's going to do a live session on Facebook advertising. I've learned so much from her, and she's coming on to speak to the group. So,
cool.
I'll get everybody onto that one, not just the 2018 class. That one will be available. Well, it's all available, but I'll get you guys online so we could have more questions and more of an audience for her. Okay. All right. Let's close the book on you for that one.
All right.
And yeah, keep me posted, please.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. It was great. Anyone else? Let me just see. Nick is freezing. Okay, someone wrote that. Oh, good. Good. Hey, anyone else got anything they want to talk about? I checked. There was no other request, but happy to spend some time here digging into anybody's thing. Joey, what are you working on?
Oh, I guess I'm in survival mode.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing any active marketing right now?
It's pretty funny. I guess I'm listed on all those other sort of sites that everyone else is, but I'm literally spending my time trying to figure out specifically who is it I'm going to market to. That's been sort of my conundrum. Huh. I'm definitely thinking, I just did that 2 weeks ago. I did a show at a Port Ludlow Golf, like the resort or something like that, for some hospital. It's a group of hospitals. Anyway, it was one like their Thursday night retreat. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I reach those people? In other words, like, how is it that those people find out about me? And so the way this worked, the woman from the resort contacted me, and I put together a proposal for her about what it was that I could offer, because she said to me, oh, you know, we have people, corporate groups come in, you know, between 35 and 50 people. And so I put together a proposal for her, and then I sort of adapted that proposal to be a little more specific, with a sort of like a customized landing page, an Insta page. And I did that. It was a 1 hour, no, it was a 30 minute show. And it was really awesome, and they loved it. And that's, you know, sort of what I've been trying to figure out, is like, how do I find those people? What's my, is it that I find those people? I mean, and I could, you know, I could be, maybe I should be doing ads on Facebook, or maybe I should be,
I don't think you need to. I mean, it's funny, and I just love the irony. I'll just hold the mirror up and reflect it back to you. But you said, I don't know who to market to, but I did just get this call, and I just booked. I mean, the person who gave you the call is the person you wanted to market to. Was that a retreat center on Port Townsend?
It's actually about a half hour away in Port Ludlow. Mm. It's called the Port Ludlow Golf and something, or the resort at Port Ludlow. And they do probably, you know, one or two events like that a month.
Where is that proposal? Do you have that proposal you made for the Port Lobo lady?
It would be on Instapage.
Could you bring it up? Could you share it? Send me the URL for it.
I'm sure I do.
You know, all I'm going to tell you is, when I see that, is like, here's what you do, because here's how it worked. And if there's, you know, 8 or 10 country clubs, golf clubs, banquet halls, hotel convention services, you know, anywhere where conferences happen, create that page for them and get in touch with those people. They all mm-hmm. have clients coming in. I just mm-hmm. think it's so funny that somebody wrote you, you made a page for them, and then they sold you right away.
I must be very convincing.
That would be me, for me, a lather, rinse, repeat situation. And well, I don't even have hair, but I would just be going like, you know, that worked. Let me repeat that.
Yes, of course, right? How obvious. But I hadn't sort of like sitting around with my thumb up my butt trying to say, yeah. Oh, but that's, well, of course, what a great idea. To just sort of reach out to those sort of types of event centers. and just let them know. And I'm working on getting a, you know, a letter. Yeah, that was where I did it.
That's the one. Okay.
And I'm, yeah. Do you want me to try and find the address of that proposal? It'll take me a minute, but I bet I can find it.
Other stuff in the meantime, you can look at in the recording. Country clubs near Fort Townsend. Let me just see something here.
I don't think there are a million of them, but there are some.
No, I'm sure there's definitely not a million. There's not a million of anything where you live, which is probably why you live there.
That's part of why I live here. It's it's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah, it's part of like why I moved here. I wanted to live a place where there weren't a million of anything.
When we picked this place, my wife asked me, she said, do you think you could make a living here? And I said, I don't think I can make a living here. I said, but I think I could live here while I make a living somewhere else.
Yes. So, I mean, here's three, Joey, that just pop up to me in my mind to why not take that Insta page, duplicate it for those places, get on the phone and just find out who's the event coordinator there.
Yeah.
The conference services manager. And just say, sure. I want to drop you something in the email. It's something I just did over at Port Loblo, and it's something I do all over the country. And the good news for you guys and your clients is I live somewhat locally.
Yes, of course. This show was actually probably about 2 weeks ago, but good. It was pretty, it was within the very recent past.
Good. Yeah. The word recently covers you anywhere from a week ago to a year. It doesn't
matter. Doesn't it?
I did recently at a local club, and I thought to myself, geez, why don't I do this at Port Townsend, or why don't I do this at Discovery Bay? Because I don't have to get on an airplane, which I usually have to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was what was so nice about this was that, it was a 7 o'clock show, and I was home before 10, which that doesn't usually happen when I'm working somewhere,
Yeah, right, exactly. No, it doesn't. That doesn't. That's not normal. Let's grab a photo of that one, too. Okay. And then in addition to country clubs, I would just look at convention hotels. Conference hotels.
This is a good reminder for me as well with the country clubs down here around Portland. I actually stopped by a place called Bandon Dunes and talked to the receptionist down there. I brought in three golf clubs that I juggled for him.
Oh my gosh.
And did the golf club balance trick also. And just as a big fat penguin, something to break the ice. I just found myself driving right by it there.
There's some good places here, Joey. I mean, I'm just looking around, and you probably know all these, and/or people who work at them or, run them. But there seems to be a lot of neat. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not on my screen share. Seems to be a lot of neat opportunities here.
Yeah, I've worked. Some of them are small. Some of them are bigger.
Yeah. A Fort Worden. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, not the senior center. But any of these type places, they have meetings. For you just not to be ultimately connected in your local area there, that small area, you should be a local celebrity there.
Well, I kind of am.
Yeah. And then the kind of local celebrity that they know they could have access to for their clients, because if people come there, and it's nice to be doing that. And I do like that you had this recent example to just kind of say this was the eye opener for me. Let people in on your story. Let people in on the backstory.
Yeah, I'm looking for that landing page.
Oh, okay.
But
if you go into your Insta page, it's in soft black writing right underneath.
Oh, you want me to just do it that way too? Of course I could do it that way too. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. That's how I end up having to find mine too, that I'm making there.
So my computer is a lot. Remember the last, anyway, the last time you helped me with something and we shared, remember my service is still slow, but my computers are much better.
Oh, how funny. Right, right. So oh, good.
I upgraded my computers, but all right. So let's see. So which do you want to, see the one that I sent to the resort, right? Hold on.
Yeah, let me just see the one you sent to the resort, because that one, I think,
okay.
Over to it if you could.
And I included the prices because she asked me for that.
Good. Yeah, that's fine.
She wanted to know.
And I would take that off.
And I really let her in. I mean, she called me on a Friday. I think she had this thing by Monday. And I also, you know, overnighted a package. You know, I was very, she was, by the time she was, okay, so.
But she sold you to her client right after that.
Well, she actually, she set me up and then I, Oh, here we go. Well, this is just the first one. Hold on.
I mean, did you do the deal with the end client or did you do the deal with her? Did she buy?
No, I didn't do the deal with her. She connected me up with the end client and then I ended up dealing directly with the end client.
Oh, nice. Well, man, should be a double whammy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Huh. Well, I don't know why. So I'm going to, so how do you want me to, here we go. I'm just going to copy and paste the page. No, that's just the, hold on. It's coming.
Yeah. I just came on so I could get it here.
Yep. So I love Instapage, by the way.
Oh my gosh. That's
it's really, just really very, it's a very nice thing. And at some point, it's going to be a lot more expensive, you know,
yep.
Like this next year or something, right?
Yep.
They're upgrading or something like that. All right. So here's the landing page for, this one does actually not have the price. I think this was the first thing I sent her. And then she asked for more information.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh man, you just made it nice and simple. This is great for Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, links. I think simple works.
Joey, retainer. Nice. Oh, good. And you sent it here. You didn't have your phone number or anything on here? No.
No, I didn't.
Put a little more contact info on the bottom there.
All righty.
This is great.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll have to watch this afterwards, but boy,
yes, of course.
A simple page. So this is for the,
this is the resort.
So you just did something this simple for the resort. And then she ended up saying, make this for my client who's coming in.
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 'cause this is really simple. And what did you mean by this? What's coming to Port Lolo on April 10th?
I don't know. She called me and said, I have a hospital group that is, and she wouldn't say, she actually didn't say more. It was very, she said, I just got this hospital group. That was, she kept calling it this hospital group that would come in. That was her email and her phone conversation coming in on April 10th. She said, and so, you know, would you be able to do something for them? And I said, well, of course I would. And that was what I sent her as that sort of first contact. And also I sent her the, you know, like on Friday, I overnighted whatever it was, the printed promo package that she got on Monday too,
right.
Which had some of my letters and stuff like that. And then I followed up with a phone call. I think we ended up talking Monday afternoon or Tuesday.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, it's just amazing. So she said we have this hospital group coming on April 10th.
That's right.
And this is what you sent her to that.
Correct.
Wow, how interesting. So this isn't even like a generic just for her event, but you know, what I'd love to see you do is create one and do this again. Use this one, but don't send it to her, but just do one here, make an important message to Lisa, and put a little bit of your story here. My name is Joey Papilla. I live in Port Townsend. I travel all over the country and the world doing these shows. Recently, I did a show at a local resort, and I thought, geez, why aren't I doing more of these? You know, get this idea in here, and you may want to make a video to go along with this. So you're doing this over some pictures, some B-roll of you at home, you at your home with your kids, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You getting on airplanes or at airports or in different festivals.
Okay.
You talk about I do this all over the world. Make it an interesting video. Joey, I know you can do that in a simple PowerPoint just like this. And then let's send it out. And all you would have to change is this. Oh, sorry. This little piece right up here, this to, you know, the other places we had just looked at, you know, change.
Yes.
Bishop Victorian. Yes. And over the country clubs.
Well, that's what I do. You know, I just, I love this the landing page.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, Instapage for me is just such a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh,
so that one, I probably was able to make that, you know, probably in 5 to 7 minutes.
Right.
And it's really, really fast.
One bummer with Instapage is that once you reach 100 pages, the price goes up drastically.
Yeah.
So you have to delete stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
I got a new system that I'm shifting over into August when they have their new pricing structure come up, and I'll share it with you guys too. I'm going to have a guy come on and talk. It's just as easy. And it's cheap. It's $9 a month for unlimited.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm bringing that guy on to talk to all of us, actually.
For unlimited or what?
Unlimited.
Woo.
Yeah, right. It's great. It's really nice, easy drag and drop. I started playing with a little bit.
Yeah, because that's why I started just doing it on my web page. Yep. The landing page there, because then I don't have to delete it.
Gotcha. Well, for this one, Joey, just literally get this one. You would just stick let me get their website here. Port Townsend Golf. Do you know anyone who works here by chance?
I used to know the owner, but it's been sold.
Gotcha.
I've lived here long enough now that
I know.
A lot of the people that I knew for many years aren't here anymore.
Aren't here. Well, it's funny. I bet you anything, it's a lot like my community. If I don't know a person, I'm one connection away, literally, from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you just grab their little Port Townsend Golf thing here, you know, stick it up here and do this fun video where you kind of just do a 2-minute video about, you know, what you've done at events, a little bit of your history, where you live, you know, how you've been growing in this career, you're looking for opportunities to not get on airplanes as often. And just accompany everything you're saying in the picture of you doing it. You would make a convincing video.
I haven't gotten a quote yet from the Port Ludlow, but I don't think that'll be a problem.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Because it was a giant, it was a really huge success.
Good. And then, you know, then there's also the other side, the event you did for the quote-unquote hospital group. But, you know, however you can use that to scale your marketing as well, I guarantee you the people who hired you there have friends who are in equal positions at other events. Did you do a show for them? Was it at Roaming?
I did a 30-minute stand-up show.
Oh, my gosh. How great.
Yeah. And that's like, that's one of the things I've been thinking about is, you know, how could I connect? There's another one that's unpublished yet that is about, it's funny, I've done several shows for hospitals in the past like several years, and so I've got sort of like a landing page, and I've got this thing. What I'd like to do is I'd like to get like hospitals and groups and healthcare to be a particular group that I target somehow.
Yeah. You know, and really what it takes to target that is to have 2 or 3 good testimonials from people in that industry.
I have those. Oh. I totally have those. I have those, and I actually have a landing page, which is actually unpublished, but I wouldn't say I'm proud of it, but it's kind of a decent, Oh, right, hold on. I'll try and find that. Why are you laughing?
That's so funny. I'm having an idea.
Oh, go for it. I'm going to, it's pretty funny. This is not.
Joey ain't right. That's why he works so many hospitals.
That's good.
Man, it'd be kind of funny to have a few testimonials from hospital directors or, staff administrative directors or whatever.
Here. I'm going to show you something that I just made. That's really great. Joey ain't right. I like that. So I'm going to do something right now that I can't believe I'm doing, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Good.
I'm going to publish this page without actually healthcare. I'm going to publish this healthcare thing. Hold on. Without me actually, what's the word I'm looking for?
Obsessing on it? Perfecting it?
There you go. That's right.
Perfecting it, yeah. Huh.
So how come I'm not able to?
No, we ain't quite right.
Healthcare. How come? Oh, it's. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Just list a bunch of different types of events they have. What was that one called? Was it like a staff meeting or something?
It was like a retreat of some kind. This is so funny. I literally don't even, it's embarrassing, right? All right, so I'm going to send you this one here.
Did you do anything custom for this thing, or did you?
No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another one that I just published called Healthcare Fun.
Oh, looks like you're lost. Shoot, did it not come up? Maybe it didn't publish yet.
Really? Uh-oh.
That's all right. It could be. Yep, there it is. Just took an extra second. Oh, good. Knows when they can.
And so I literally made this. This is literally like a drop, like a drag and drop, 5, 10 minute, 15 minute thing.
Oh, this is great. Get a couple of quotes on here from some of your people.
Okay.
Man, all this right. Is great. You look the part there.
It's the group was called the Washington Public Hospitals District, the association.
Oh, this one, right. The Association of Washington. Yeah. Oh, that's who you did this one for.
That's the Thursday show.
Man, good for you.
Yeah. And so I've written this thing that I've sent out before. I call it the Event Success Manifesto, which is a thing, you know, it's a PDF. It's like 10 or 11 pages about, you know, questions to ask when you're hiring entertainment, you know, should you, how do you find out somebody can do a good job? How, you know, should you ask about things like, you know, sound or how big, you know, I'm not a juggler, but sometimes there's a piece of magic I like to do where a ceiling is helpful, a larger ceiling or a ceiling that's too low or those kind of questions. Anyway, so there are questions to ask too.
Yeah, definitely. Recognition Day, that's the other one. Recognition Day. Yeah, that's good. Get this stuff on your page. Get some kind of a fun quote, maybe another picture, two or three testimonials, and then a quick and dirty summary of kind of what the day looks like. You know, you have your meetings, you got your agenda. Start it off with a bang, close it with a laugh, you know, some kind of thing, or intersperse the entertainment between the speaker. But this is a good little niche for you, and it's kind of funny. And maybe a lot of people like Port Townsend area for this kind of thing. Were all these in Port Townsend?
No. These were Harrison Hospital was in Bremerton, Evergreen Pharmaceuticals, Seattle.
Okay.
Jefferson Healthcare, Port Townsend, and the Washington State, I forget where that one was. And so they weren't all in Seattle. And so basically I was just thinking, oh my, you know, I should be trying to contact these sort of like healthcare companies too.
Definitely, Joey. Do you have a quote from each of these five groups?
I bet I have a quote from three of them.
Okay. And if you suggested to the other two, possibly a quote, you could get them to okay it?
Maybe it might be too long ago that I did them.
Okay. Three of them is fine. You know, if you have three and you can do a pull quote, a sentence or two out of there that paints the picture, get this on here, a picture from your show. And let's get this in front of every health meeting.
That's what that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, like how could I get this in front of, you know, anyway, like I said, it was the first thing. I just sort of did it.
Good.
Over 15 or 20 minutes.
Hey, it's funny, you know, it looks a lot nicer than the one that actually got you a gig. I mean, it really does. It's got
That's probably because I'm just getting a little better at it. This is, you know, a much older template, that one here. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's great. That's really good. So, all right. I like it. There's something for you to jump into. I'd like you to jump into that too.
I'm on it.
All right. That'd be good.
I'm on it. You guys are the first people. I actually showed that to my daughter. I think I told you, who's a copywriter. That's what she does
for her
bread labor. She's the only other person I showed that to. So I'm definitely, what was it? Definitely. What was the thing about showing, you know, not waiting for it to be perfect. Definitely not perfect, but, there, my God, look at that. I just put that out there, didn't I?
What, this one?
What's that? I just can't believe I did. Yeah, I'm like, I just can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
I'd hire that guy in a minute.
I know, man. I would just say, you know, if this scares you, fail another 10 times.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I just said that to somebody yesterday. I need to fail more.
Yeah. Tell you, the sooner the better.
The tricky thing, though, is how do you get the person to send it to at the other medical companies?
So a couple ways to go about that. You know, you have at least three contacts of these that are still active and live. I would definitely ask them for referrals. I would just say, who else do you know in your industry who could possibly use what I have there? And then the other thing I would do is just come over here and just do health conferences 2018. Let's just try.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just look at these, and you want to talk about some chances to fail, man? Here's probably about 20 right here.
And then I just find whoever the contact is, and just send them what I consider to be my a compelling email, and the page that I sent has it has an offer for them to get something for free. That thing I call the Event Success Manifesto. And in that is the exchange for their email. So then I just, basically that means that they've sort of like self-qualified. They're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that, Joey. I mean, that's one way to do it. I just think at the level of contacting that I'm going to ask you to do, I'd rather have you come in here, you know, for this one, get in touch with Ariana Taylor, you know, write to Michael Rossmer. You know, you're not a regular guy, but you know, these are people who are in here, and here's their emails right here. I'd just get in touch with them, or I would pick up the phone and call this thing and say, hey, can I talk to Ariana Taylor? Real quick on the phone, just say, I know you got this conference coming up in Seattle. I perform for a bunch of hospitals. Can I drop you an email to ariana.taylor@tigeroak.com? And will you take a look at it? Boom, and send them that page.
Okay.
And you got the people here who are doing this. Now, this one I think is probably passed. I just grabbed one of the many I saw.
Yeah, yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just grabbed one of the many, but I mean, you can look up here, fall 19, 2018. You know, there's probably some in the fall. But boy, just any of these are about, this is like this next coming weekend after this one. Human Vibration. That's the place for you. Human Vibration Conference. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
What fun would you have with that? Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Maybe a little soon, but still, I mean, just coming.
No, it's right. Yeah, I know. It might be way too soon. However, yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. This hospital group, this one that I just did in April, I don't think they booked me until, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks before. It was very, very late in what I would consider to be their planning process.
Yep. That is late.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was very late.
Hey, and here's this one. You know, look at the scientists, engineers, doctors, psychologists. Here's your committee who you need to talk to right here. Jump over to LinkedIn, type in Pete Johnson, University of Washington. You could drop him an in mail right from there, Jim Kay. You know, this is not the hard part of it.
Really? Okay.
How fun this guy looks. Oh, he's a keynote speaker. I mean, just even to do an opening or to kick it off, I would just look for a great chance to get a whole bunch of no's from these people and a yes too. Human Vibration. Oh, it does actually mean assessing impact on workers. Oh my gosh, you'd be fun at that. I always think about that, these guys that operating jackhammers for 8 hours a day. What's their life like when they go home? I thought about
that. Wow, exactly, right?
Jeez.
I'm sure there's a comedy routine somewhere about that.
Oh, yeah, safe to say. Okay, so that's some good stuff for you to do. The pharma. But yeah, just having those couple, you know, those five logos there, three quotes, some good copy, ideas of how they could use you, you know, and be specific on that page about, you know, a general session kickoff, after dinner, award ceremony, VIP receptions, any of the places they could use mm-hmm. you.
Just well, I know.
And get it in front of a handful of people. Here's one, September 21st to 28th.
Well, thanks, Barry.
Yeah, fetal and women's imaging, advanced OBGYN ultrasound. That's you. I don't know, maybe. Anyway, worth a look. All right, you guys. Hey, I'll sign out. Joey, Henrik, Mick, Tui, good to see you guys. And those who are on replay, enjoy.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah,
definitely. Good stuff.
If you guys aren't on the annual one, let Betsy know if you want to stay on for the new version of this, and I'll keep going, and we'll see where the future goes. But no matter where it goes, I promise you, it's going to be coming from unique ability, and that's the richest area. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Hey, don't forget.
Don't forget what?